In our human experience, most of us, I would say all of us, know what it's like to receive news of a personal nature that dominates our life. It's so impactful that it influences every thought, every action of our word. Positively speaking, a good example, I think, from human experience is the news that a young couple recently married is pregnant. When the doctor tells them they are to bear a new child, it dominates their life, and in a real emotional and joy-filled way. For that first few days, weeks, and probably months, from my experience working with young couples, they can't stop thinking about the new child they're going to bring into the world. It's wonderful. It completely dominates their life, what they do, what they say, how they think. Contrastly, if you think of negative news, the doctor tells a loved one that they have a terminal illness, like cancer. Depending upon the stage, perhaps it's not affecting them physically just yet, but the burden that I have cancer, or my mom, or my grandma has cancer, dominates that mind. It influences the thoughts, feelings, and actions of that person. So we know this by human experience. All of us, regardless of age, have this experience in our lives. The only thing that is more dominating, ironically, than what we know, good or bad, is what we don't know. It amazingly and regretfully influences our actions more than what we do know. We call it anxiety, worry, all those things in your life and in mine that I don't know. But it dominates my life. It dominates your life. Unless you and I have arrived at the mark of a saint. Think about it. Think of Facebook. The amount of people that waste hours learning things that has no bearing on their life. Now, you know a heck of a lot about other people's lives. But it does nothing for you, and it does nothing for me. Scrolling on Instagram, reading Snapchats, and for those of you that are too old, reading the newspaper, watching the news, turning on CNN or Fox. Yeah, you know a lot, and you might do well in a social situation, but does it really affect your salvation? Now I pause, and Jesus would ask me to. Certainly this is no lesson, this is not a homily or a gospel teaching on naive living or somehow recklessly going through life without knowledge. That's silly. But it's a great reality in our lives, and unfortunately it's true. And we have Adam and Eve to thank for this. Remember, before the fall, they would have no understanding. There would be no inclination to look for things they don't know about. Before the fall, we had perfect knowledge. The saints called it perfect knowledge. I would love that, and you would too. At every moment of your life, you knew exactly what you needed to know. There was no need for a phone call to ask more information. You wouldn't need to send an email to request more knowledge. Communication. Conversation, discussion, thinking was perfect. And then the apple came, even Adam took a chunk out of it, and that went away. Original sin set in. So now, people like you and me, we hunger and thirst for knowledge that doesn't affect us. Gossip, inquisitiveness, of a negative edge, worrying about things that are out of our control. But holy smokes, does it dominate our lives? The turn from that to pursuing sanctity and the life of sainthood is living out of the things we do know, friends. And we know a lot. We call it truth. And according to our Savior, that's why he was born. So in 4 or 5 weeks, we celebrate his birth. We call it Christmas. We know that. In 1 week, we celebrate that great season where we prepare for his birth, Advent. Unfortunately, in our lives, I'm just as guilty. We all kind of blended into one. We all started decorating. You already overate. I'm overeating. We already started partying. It's unfortunate, but we celebrate Christmas right away. Go to Walmart or Menards. It's Christmas. It's unfortunate. You'd have to be in a cave not to celebrate it nowadays. But if you would, and if I would, take the time in just 7 days when Advent begins to make the resolution daily that I'm going to live my life. I'm going to let truth dominate my life. I'm going to let truth influence my life. And you and I may begin to see what the saints saw and what Jesus was trying to spend his whole life. And see, that's where he rubbed elbows with Pilate. Pilate knew a lot, but he forgot to live out of the most important truths of reality. One, God is real. Two, he loves us, and he created us out of that love. And three, if we follow his will, friends, we will live in his heavenly kingdom forever. It's really easy up here. It's hard as schmuck to live it here. As good as digital media is, I'm on Instagram, I get it. I creep on Facebook, we all do. Those things have ruined this. Because it seems like the more knowledge we have of these things that don't affect our lives, the more Fox we watch, the more papers we read, the better off we are. But Jesus is thinking, that's just not true. We are to let truth dominate our lives. And so as Advent begins in just 1 week, and as we celebrate the feast of Christ the King today, let's remember and pray for the grace to know and to live the truth that we have a king. And where there's a king, we know there's a kingdom. And where there's a kingdom, we know there are citizens of that kingdom. In the life of Christ, he is the king. He's our king. And he calls us to that kingdom. And the more we live from the truths we know and flush down the toilet the things we don't know about. I know anxiety is tough, but as much worry as comes our way in life, if we can pray for the confidence to forget about it, to overlook it, to surrender it to Jesus, and live what we know to be true, that he loves us, that he created us, and that if we follow him, even as he comes to us as a baby, then we will begin to see what it's like to be citizens of that kingdom. Now, Advent begins in a week. Every day, if we can make the promise to Jesus that we will honor him as our king, and we will do our best to stop living in our own kingdom that will go away in short order, and we begin to live in his kingdom, that will become ours. And the best part is, his kingdom, unlike the kingdom of Facebook, Snapchat, CNN, and Fox News, that goes away. You can shut it off, but you never shut heaven off.